Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Eliza with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In national news, the next story contains domestic and sexual violence. Listener discretion is advised. The government has just released a report about family, domestic and sexual violence from 2021 to 2022. The data shows 1 in 4 women had experienced violence from intimate partners since the age of 15, while 1 in 15 men had the same kind of experience. 9 in 10 hospitalizations for assault injury by a partner were female victims. For children under 16, 40% had experienced exposure to domestic violence, while about 30% had experienced sexual abuse and emotional abuse.
A detainee at Tasmania's Youth Detention Centre wrote to the Premier with concerns about the physical and mental well-being of the detainees. The lockup claims to provide children charged with the crime a chance to get clean and reflect on the way that they are living. However, the child compared the centre to a dog's home, as young people receive little freedom and guidance, and he hoped the state would keep recruiting staff and ensure people are treated humanely at the site.
More details were revealed about the former Northern Territories police officer, Neil Mellon, disclosing confidential information about a domestic violence case of the Netflix star Matt Wright. Mellon was also accused of destroying the evidence of the 2022 helicopter crash that killed Netflix star Chris Willow Wilson. He flew to the scene while off duty and tampered with the body and Wilson's cell phone. Mellon was sentenced to 8 months in prison to be suspended after 3 months.
Kenya's police have banned demonstrations in the heart of Nairobi after weeks of anti-government protests. Last week, activists made demands for President William Ruto to dissolve his cabinet in response to a bill that would raise taxes. The president complied with the demands, however, the demonstrations have continued. The rallies were organised online and have been led by youth activists. They began peacefully but later turned violent. The activists say they will not stop until the president steps down.
Three separate incidents have struck Paris less than 10 days before the start of the Olympic Games amid growing security concerns. In the most recent incident, a motorist has plowed into a cafe terrace, killing one person and seriously injuring several others. Having been the victim of numerous terror attacks in recent years, France's increased police presence and security has been crucial, but caused angst in the lead up to the Games.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21, and the UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We will be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.